Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's September 24th, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released February 13th, 2003.
A friend Jesse asked, Nazarene, why is it John Lennon's position in the kingdom of God is still apostle designate after all he has done to save heaven and earth? Joseph Smith was elevated to his apostleship when you weren't on your throne.
Well, Jesse, or Algod, it is very hard sometimes to explain the protocol in the kingdom of God. Yes, Joseph Smith was elevated, but Joseph Smith had been a member of the heaven's hierarchy for a lot longer than John has been. It just cannot be done until I'm back on my throne. And really, John doesn't want it done till I'm back on my throne because he wants to have the full glory and the full power of the kingdom of God behind him. It's a very delicate thing. It's a very hard thing to replace an apostle. We have had to replace two of them, and this is a very tricky and delicate process, and we have to go by certain set and established rules. And the people just want me to be back on my throne and in my full power before John is elevated to his full position. And this is understandable. They want it to be the full glory. They want him to have his full honor. They want to have him enjoy all the power and glory that he has earned. And boy, he has earned it. I mean, no one else could have done the things that he has done. So, we are being patient, we are waiting, and when the time is right, John will receive the great glory that he is entitled to, and that's as it should be.
I can certainly understand that, Nazarene. I'm sure Jesse will, too. That sure is going to be some ceremony. I wish I could be there for that one.
I'm sure, Alora, at least half of you will be there, but we don't want any more than that of you at the occasion.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. Back in the 70s, I wrote a science fiction book called Spiritland about a young man who becomes a superhero. The guys in the afterlife don't like it much, but the girls sure do. Check it out at www.voicesfromspirit.com/sl/sl.htm. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. We're back! God, as we're putting these episodes together, I read in the news how the Russians believe they have found the remains of their last Tsar's son and his sister that have been missing for years. Do you believe this is really them?
Well, actually, Alora, I don't. I believe these are some bodies of some other aristocrats' children, and they will probably be identified as the prince and his sister. But this is one of those things that is really necessary. The Russian people want to put this dark period of their history behind them, so they would like to find the bodies of these children and bury them, but these aren't the real children. I believe you and Demetrius told the real story of what happened to these people somewhere in your vast amount of material, but no, these are not the real children. I do not believe they are, but they will probably be identified as these children and buried and given a nice funeral, but they are not. The Russian people may have had justified reasons to execute the Tsar. There were some terrible things done at his instructions, but they had no right whatsoever to murder his family. And this has always disturbed them, and they always have wanted to make some amends for this situation. And if this does some good and makes them feel better, it's all right. We won't hold it against them too much.
I had a feeling it wasn't really them, God.
Well, of course you do, Alora. You know the truth, and when someone has the truth, they very quickly uncover the lie.
We'll be back again.